Hey everybody, I'm John Meehan, and this is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related that I literally record to and from work on my way to working as an instructional coach, or on my way back from working as an instructional coach. I have the great privilege of working in a high school, instructional coaching with teachers across all departments, and I have about 98 faculty members who I work with over the course of the year, about 35 or so each month. And so every day when I'm coming in or when I'm leaving, I have a bunch of ideas that I've been inspired to touch on in all these different disciplines. And so I brain dump into a podcast. I apologize for any blinkers or any car horns in the background. But the goal is to give you like the raw ideas of what's coming up in coaching so we can stay plugged into these trends. And then we can dialogue about it together. In about 10 minutes, I'll do the presentation, but then it's up to us to really keep that conversation going, because I'd love to hear how it's working for you or how similar ideas could work in your classrooms. So feel free to tweet at me. I'm at MeehanEDU. That's at like the at symbol, Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching, because I really like teaching. And I would love to hear from you guys about this week's topic. We'll give you an action item, an idea that you can put in your classroom. Sometimes they're free, sometimes they cost a few bucks. But it's the straight dope on thoughts to consider, with the idea that it's something you could pull off if you drove home past Walmart today and, you know, picked up something. You could make it happen in your classroom as early as tomorrow. So that's where we are. And today we're talking about, let's play a game. The game we're talking about today is called Bounce Off. If you've never played Bounce Off, we'll talk about it, what it looks like, and how it works, and how this stupid simple mechanism makes for an awesome game-changing engagement tool in the classroom. So we'll talk all about Bounce Off. If you know Bounce Off, if you've played it before, this will be very quickly a bit of recap. If not, bear with me just for like 30 seconds while I catch you with how Bounce Off works. Bounce Off is a commercial product. It is a game, like a board game style game. That is, to put it in a PG family-friendly way, about as close to beer pong as you can do in a classroom. If you've never played the adult beverage game, the way that the game works is typically you take ping pong balls and bounce them on a table, trying to land them in a series of like red Solo cups, ubiquitous at colleges and all over the world at like summer parties, right? Bounce Off does the same technique, but doesn't use red Solo cups. It uses, almost looks like a waffle of a grid. And so you have a plastic grid that sits on the floor or on a table, and it has these plastic pegs that pop up. So you have like a maybe an 8x8 grid or a 10x10 grid, where if a ball hits in the right space, it'll hit the peg and then just sort of like stay in the grid or in the waffle. That's a really crass definition, but I hope you kind of see the visual. It's tough without drawing it. I would draw it for you, but well, it's a podcast. But the way that the Bounce Off game works is that players compete back and forth. They have to have bounced the ball once before having it land in the grid. And the goal is making like a tic-tac-toe type pattern. So you have to get three or four, you know, yellow balls in a row, or three or four blue balls in a row. And you trade points, teams back and forth, completing these like assigned puzzles, or just as a free play, like, hey, let's bounce it until the first person gets four and wins. Okay, fine. Bounce Off is cool. It's cheap. I was able to pick up my copy or copies of the game. I went to Toys R Us when it was just on its last legs. So while I take a moment of silence for Toys R Us, as it has its great memories that it will never be forgotten, we did get some great benefits by the end of it. I think my cost for my Bounce Off game was maybe $5 at Toys R Us. If you buy it on Amazon, if you buy it at Walmart, Target, it might run as much as 10 if it's not at the deep discount price. But even for that $9 or $10, you can buy it today. It requires no thought, no prep. You just open the box up and you can put it in your classroom tomorrow. And here's how we begin to use it in the classroom. I've turned Bounce Off into an awesome strategy for student engagement. And I've seen teachers do these sorts of activities in not just English classes, which is my content area, but pretty much any class you can think of where you would like to have a debate or two sides to an argument. The way it works is this. I have students sit in rows facing one another, so like a galley style, half a class on the right, half a class on the left, and we have an argument or a debate or a topic. Hey guys, so today we're debating the finer points of whether or not the ending of Lorraine Hansberry's Raisin in the Sun is upbeat, positive, or negative. To catch up to speed very, very quickly, if you've not read the play, it deals with a poor black family in Chicago's South Side. right around the time of like some real racial tension in the middle of the 1900s. They come into a good amount of money because the father passes away, and now they want to then take that money and move to a nice house in the suburbs called Clybourne Park. So that's their vision. As they want to make that happen, some plot twists and contrivances happen such they lose some of the money. They lose the money in the bad business investment. And the folks from the, I guess, the living agency or the living, like, community in Clybourne Park come by and, without saying anything, pretty much say that they're not welcome there. They sort of make it clear using the phrase, you people, like, you people, you know, we just want you people to be happy, and we want you people to stay, you know, where you people might be comfortable. So in the end, it's a big decision about whether or not they should move to Clybourne Park or not. And ultimately, the family is very proud to say, we're moving on up, we're going to make a shot of it, and we're going to chase our American dream. So on some hand, that feels really awesome. They're chasing their dream. That's fantastic. On the other hand, they did lose a big chunk of money, and they're moving to a place where they're not wanted. And we know this is right around the time of all of this racial tension in the United States, the 1950s into the 1960s. We have things like race riots and bombings and, you know, high-profile assassinations of civil rights leaders. And we have this black family who was told by this all-white community that they're not welcome, and they're about to move into that place. So the question is whether or not this is a happy or a sad thing. And you certainly can make case evidence for all of these pieces. Now, typically, it would be a class debate, and you sort of arbitrarily assign kids to pick one side or another. And when I do class debates, what I love is when they come out even. So I have about 10 kids or 12 kids on one side and 10 or 12 kids on the other side. The problem is, more often than not, arguments don't break down on an even basis or spectrum. And so what winds up happening is you find yourself sort of, you know, kind of gerrymandering so that you get enough students on one side or another. And students tend to resent when they're put on the side of an argument that they don't really feel strongly about. Particularly your students at the high school level, like, they're not as willing to play ball. Now, you do have those rare exceptions, and they're godsends to have those kids who want to grow up and be lawyers, and like, yeah, I'll fight about anything. And then if you pick the other side, I'll fight about that too. And those are fun, awesome people to have who can make the effort to see things in two ways. But I do find it challenging to how do we take students and say, look, I want you to care about this thing, when they're like, I don't even care about this story, man. So to pick a side of this argument, I don't care, good, bad, whatever. As I'm trying to develop empathy and communication strategies, it's tough if they're not buying in. So how can we take those debates or those discussions and make them in some ways, you know, stronger? How can we get their players into the game? And that's where Bounce F comes in. The way that the game works is you take ping pong balls and bounce it into this grid. So what I've done in the classroom is I put the grid in the floor, on the floor, between the two teams. So if I'm walking up and down the middle of the galley, I'll, like, with my foot sort of, like, kick the bounce-off game along the floor. It just sort of slides. And sliding along the floor, closer to the student who is delivering the latest point. Each student has a ping pong ball, and the idea is that they are scoring points for their team based on how good their argument is. So every time a student raises a hand and wants to raise a piece of dialogue, look, I think that's a great ending. And the reason why I think it's a great ending is because the family's finally talking after all these years. Yeah, they don't have money, but they're happy. They're having a conversation, and that's so much better than it used to be. It's a good point. It's not a great point, but it's a good point to start. I would then take the bounce-off game, because I'm the game master, and I'd push it towards that student, and maybe I'd push it, I don't know, 3 feet away from them, because I want to make some level of challenge. They gave a good point, but it was only a good point, not a great point. Then the student, who feels really good, still seated in their desk, takes their ping pong ball and bounces it and sees if it can land into the grid. If it lands in the grid, they score a point for their team. Hooray. If it doesn't, we're right back to the conversation. And invariably, every other kid now is chomping at the bit because, and this is really kind of evil, they want to have a conversation, but really what they want to do is they want to have a chance to bounce ping pong balls, because it's fun. And so what we've done is back and forth we go, yellow team versus blue team, yellow team versus blue team, each time taking that bounce-off game and sliding it closer to students or further away from students based on the strength of their argument. So if a kid says, yeah, I agree, I thought it was interesting because they're really a family now, they're really just parroting what the other student has said. So you're like, that's a good point, guys. Not a great point, but it's a good place to start. Nice job, Billy. You take the bounce-off board and you slide it, I don't know, maybe like 6 feet away. So Billy has a harder shot to make. And then if Billy makes it, he feels epic. Like, he totally stole that one. He had no right to make it work, but he did. At the same time, you're saying, had you made a stronger point, or had you brought in real text evidence to kind of ground your piece, you know what? You make the game that much easier for you. So they can see a concrete execution of this hypothetical idea of, well, what makes a great point? I've done it such that if a kid makes like a stellar point, like, well, actually in the preface on page, you know, Latin or Roman numeral, like VII, Lorraine Hansberry herself says, quote, if they think this is a happy ending, they should try to live like people of this time lived in Chicago, Southside, or in Clybourne Park. And I was like, ooh, that's great text evidence from the author herself that exists outside of the play, but it certainly informed her writing of the play. That's awesome. I would take that little board and I'd slide it right up to that student's desk, or maybe even on it, and they have like, you know, a 6-inch bounce to make, feeling like a hero. So as students want those easier shots, they put in that much more work. It's a small carrot and stick thing, but it really does help. And bounce off for a few bucks could be a great game changer in your classroom. That's it for this week. Thank you guys for paying attention. I would love to hear about how you're using Bounce Off or any other games in your classrooms. I love gamification, and we'll have many, many podcasts about it. Thanks for listening, tuning in. Tweet at me, @MeehanEDU, and I'll be back next time with more. Thanks.